Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1094. If I go with you, will you be less scared? By Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and usually with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now, don't forget, we give away books to random people on our mailing list on the first of the month, which is in just about a week. Come by oldpodcast.com to join. But for now, let's keep this intro nice and short, and let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. If I go with you, will you be less scared? By Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. I did something I never imagined I would do. I bought a longboard. I did it so that I could cruise around with my 9-year-old son on his skateboard, helping him ease a bit more into his discomfort zone, while I, inevitably, follow suit. In the past few weeks, we've had a really great time skating together, and surprisingly, it's been something that has brought us much closer together. John and I bought Isaac a board for his 8th birthday, and in the almost 2 years since, he's used it maybe a handful of times. In discussing this with him, he intimated that he was a bit uncomfortable. And I get that. Trying something new, especially when you don't have the requisite skills, can be downright frightening. I sensed his hesitation, discomfort, and fear of embarrassment, and I put my coaching skills to work. If I skate with you, will that make you feel more comfortable? An amused and excited affirmative followed. The idea that mom would be on her board, looking even more ridiculous, gave him the courage that he needed to risk looking silly. Every single one of us experiences fear of the discomfort zone from time to time, and it's completely normal. Fear is a natural reaction, and it's not something we should try to eliminate. But sometimes we can benefit tremendously from moving through that fear into something uncomfortable and exciting. One of the techniques I use with clients when they experience this hesitation is to introduce a buffer, such as taking a friend with you to a party where you don't know anyone, or taking your first yoga class at a studio where you might know an instructor or a current student. A dash of familiarity, no matter how small, can help ease the fear of discomfort. And although it's a simple tool, it has a powerful effect. In this case, I'm acting as Isaac's buffer, giving him the opportunity to do something he truly wants to do, but is held back by the fear of looking awkward. When I joined Deuce Gym here in Venice Beach last summer, I experienced the same fear and hesitation that Isaac is feeling about skateboarding. I worried about not knowing anyone and whether or not I would look stupid based on the fact that I had never done CrossFit. I waffled over joining for months on end, mostly because the fear of being new, especially in a physical environment, is very real for me. Finally, one day, when the loneliness of training in my garage gym and the lack of motivation I felt to train alone became too much to tolerate, I walked the 4 minutes from my home to Deuce to inquire about signing up. And I took my dog with me. I didn't just take Samwise along because he needed a walk. I took him because I needed a buffer. It might sound silly, but having him there to break the ice, everyone wants to pet him because OMG, his face, was exactly the thing I needed to muster the courage to walk into the gym. Taking this buffer a step further, a girl I'd met through the Radiance Retreat, who was also a member at Deuce, offered to come with me to my first class. I'm not sure if Lacey knows this, but her willingness to act as my buffer is one of the major reasons why I still take classes at Deuce 7 months later, 4 classes per week at that. I walk into Deuce every morning now with a sense of excitement and anticipation, not anxiety and discomfort. All it took was a little bit of stretching, a few small buffers, and some time in the discomfort zone to get me there. When it comes to fitness and active play, so many of us will abstain from doing the things we truly want to do simply because we're scared, just like Isaac was, just like I was. We'll put off going into the weight room for the first time, or signing up for a yoga class, or joining a new gym, all for fear of the discomfort zone. And I get it, because the discomfort zone is a scary place. But if we can find the courage and the tools necessary to get into that zone in the first place, we actually have the chance to discover, is this something that will increase my quality of life? Does this thing contribute to my experience of my external world and the cultivation of my internal world? Not every scary venture into the discomfort zone will yield tangible, positive results. In fact, you may discover that you actually don't like that yoga class or that new gym isn't your jam. Last year, I bought rollerblades and rode around, despite my fear, on the Santa Monica bike path, only to discover that I actually don't like rollerblading. But the stretching, the expanding, the courage it took to ease into the discomfort zone, these things have benefited me greatly several times over. What's the thing you've been really wanting to try, but haven't been able to pull the trigger on, perhaps for fear of being new or looking silly? Indoor rock climbing? Martial arts? Salsa dancing? Surfing? Maybe you want to start doing deadlifts or cleans or pull-ups in your gym, but you don't really know how and you're afraid you'll look like you don't know what you're doing. I can totally relate to that, and so can thousands of people in this community. Whatever the activity, I want to encourage you to enlist a buffer. Maybe you ask a friend to take a surf lesson with you, or you hire a trainer for one session to help you learn your way around barbells. A buffer will take some of the edge off, freeing up space for you to act with both courage and curiosity. And maybe you can act as the buffer too. Sometimes even asking for the buffer can be a challenge. Asking is, for many of us, an act of vulnerability. Start looking for opportunities in which you can be the buffer for someone else. We're all in this together, and I don't know a single person who is without fear. While some of us are comfortable in the gym, others may not be. We all have our unique fears and insecurities, and as a tribe, we can find ways to be there for each other, holding space and encouraging growth. We all have the opportunity to ask, if I skate with you, will that help take the edge off? You just listened to the post titled, If I Go With You, Will You Be Less Scared? By Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What was amazing to me when I first read through Ms. Fanouni's post is how much of it I could actually relate to. But without even realizing it, I've used buffers myself in the past. I've lived in Southern California all of my life, very, very close to the beach. And yet, up until fairly recently, I had never surfed before. So a couple of years ago, I saw a Groupon for a surfing lesson, and I thought, oh, I so want to try this out. It's about time. So what I did was I invited my niece. I paid for her hour of surfing lessons along with mine. She came along, and then we both looked dumb together falling off our surfboards. Not only that, but I brought my wife and her sister to take pictures of us. They got to sit along the shore and laugh and take photos while my niece and I completely wiped out. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to try some sort of martial arts. I was really into boxing for some reason. I don't know why. I've been always fascinated with boxing. and so I thought that might be a nice place for me to start. And again, a couple of years ago, I finally pulled the trigger and took a boxing lesson. But it was only because somebody actually handed me somebody's card and said, "Here, I know a person. He's been training my son. He's really good. Give him a call." That's not like I jumped on that right away, though. I still waited like 2 months. And by the time I finally got around to making that call, I swear my hands were sweaty. My lip was probably quivering, my voice shaking when I called him. It was a very uncomfortable experience for me. Looking back, I don't even know why, but it just was. So I get it. And so when it came to taking a boxing lesson, it was only because in a way I had a buffer. I had somebody who said, "Here, I know somebody who's really good. My son's been doing it. Check it out." Without that, I probably wouldn't have done anything. All right, and that should do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.